This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba, and we're continuing in the very important Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua, where the Chafetz Chaim just said that three times a day, every day, we say Aleinu. And we end off, Al Kein, therefore, Nekava Lecha Hashem Aleikenu. We hope to you, Hashem. Lerois Mehera B'Sefer Suzecha, to see swiftly the splendor of your strength. That means not only are we committing, not only are we stating and promising that we await the coming of Mashiach, but we even, in the context of awaiting Mashiach, mention Hashem's name twice. Al kein nekav lecha Hashem Elokeinu. How careful we would be. Now, says the Chafetz Chaim, if we were really awaiting the coming of Mashiach, then everyone would have to prepare themselves to make sure they know the Avodah. Because if we're really hoping for Mashiach to come, we better know what to do. Because these are going to be halachos that are relevant. And if the Talmid Chachamim don't know these halachos, it's going to be embarrassing. So how could it be that three times a day we say, we hope to you Hashem, and we even invoke Hashem's name twice. We know that no falsehood has any endurance in Hashem's presence. And yet we have the audacity to say, therefore we hope to you Hashem, and we mention Hashem's name two times, and we're not even doing anything about preparing for His coming. Then it would come out that we're mentioning Hashem's name more than 40 times a week, 6 times a day. And of course of the year, more than 2,000 times. And we're basically saying it for nothing, because we're not really waiting for Him. If we were waiting for Him, we'd be preparing for Him. How do you wait for something? You prepare. But we're not preparing. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the truth is that a regular Jew has some excuse. V'hinei al klal Yisrael yesh ladon l'kavzchas. The Jewish people, you could judge them favorably. They're relying on the Kaihanim. Look, the Yisraelim say, look, we're ready for Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, we'll bring the carbon chatas. We'll bring a carbon taida when we cross the Atlantic Ocean. But we'll rely on the Kaihanim. They better know what to do. Sha'alei mutal inyan ha-mikdash va'avaydasai. Because upon the Kaihanim, it is incumbent upon them to make sure they know how to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and how to do the avodah. Aval ha-kohanim bevadei yesh l'tmai ma'od. But on the kohanim, you definitely could wonder, kishehem yashim milum adinei ha-avodah. If they, so to speak, give up hope from learning the laws of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, haloi bom bachar Hashem l'sharsai. Didn't God select them to do the avodah? Uvechol yoyim yesh safek shema yavei Mashiach tzidkenu. Isn't there a suffix at least, that Mashiach may come any day? V'kid'isa be'erevin, like we find in Erevin on Daf Mem Gimel, ha'omer hareini nazir, someone who says, behold, I'm a nazir, b'yom sheben David ba, on the day Ben David comes, asr b'chol yom l'shtoisi, and he can't drink wine any day, shema yavai hayom, lest Mashiach come that day. And it's paskin that way in halacha, v'nifsa kein l'halacha, in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, in Hilchas Naziris, halachir aleph. So, the rest of the Jewish people, they have an excuse. They're going to say, look, we're going to learn Daf Yomi. We're going to go to all the Shihurim. And what do we do when Mashiach comes? Hey, you Kaihanim, you better know. But it's on you, it's not on us. You're the ones who have to know. As we know, in the end of Chagai, V'yadua ma'ashahoysa be'isk ula shnia, it's known what was at the time of the second redemption. Sha'amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Chagai Hanavi, God says to Chagai, Sha'al na es ha-kohanim Torah, ask the kohanim Torah, v'goymer, ask the kohanim Torah, v'cheiniya bevadai begulo ha-achreina. And similarly, it will certainly be in the final redemption, where God is going to sort of have the kohanim challenged and ask them, okay, kohanim, do you know what to do? You've been davening for Mashiach for 2,000 years. I finally brought it. Okay, Kohanim, get to work. Do you know what to do? Do you even know how to shecht? Do you know how to do halacha, kabbalah? V'kama yigdal haklima, how great will the shame be, k'shelo yedu ma la'ashiva, when they won't know what to respond. So now, maybe the kohanim will have an opt-out. Maybe the kohanim will say, well, actually, we were hoping the Talmid HaChachamim would know the halacha. We were waiting for the Talmid HaChachamim to let us know what to do. Ube'emes muto gam kein al kol Talmid HaChachamim sheb'Yisrael. The truth is, it's incumbent on the Torah sages of Israel, likbaya es mei toisav, to set time from their times, leida dinim hashayachim, to know the laws that are shayach, le'inyanei ha-kodesh ra-mikdash, the laws that are relevant to kodshim, to sacrificial offerings, and the Beis HaMikdash. Dahalo yodua ma-shamru chazal, it's known that which Chazal say, elef nechnachsin la-mikra, when if 1,000 students enter to learn Chumash, chelek asiri mizeh, only 1/10, yoitzein la-gemara, only 1/10 are going to learn Gemara. So if 1,000 Talmidim learn Chumash, so one, when the Chabad Chaim says 1/10, it means 1/10 will go in for Mishnah, which means 100, and of those 1/10 will go in for Gemara. So nimsa del Gemara hu echad me'mei anashim. Gemara is 1 out of 100. So out of 1,000 people, only are 1 in 100. So let's say if 1,000 people go in for Mishnah, excuse me, for Chumash, so then 100 come out for Mishnah and 10 come out for Gemara. Uchamai kol Yisrael kainu b'vadei gam kohanim. That means if 10 out of 1,000 come out for Gemara, if that rule applies to Klal Yisrael, then it probably applies to the kohanim as well. So Uchamai kol Yisrael kainu b'vadei gam kohanim. Ish lamden, a learned person, lahavin halacha, will be 1 out of 100, or 10 out of 1,000. So out of 100 kohanim, one will know v'tzadik tes him anashim shutim gemurim, and the other 99 will be very simple people. Uvavadei tzrichim lomar imam dinei havoida. The talmid chacham will definitely have to learn with them the laws of avoida. V'im kein tzarech al kolpanim kol talmid chacham leida ba'atzmai mitchila dinei avoida. Every Torah sage needs to know for himself all the laws of the Avodah, so that he'll be able to share it and teach it to the Kohanim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'chein hoya gam b'zman ha-mikdash. The same thing applied when the Beis HaMikdash stood. Like we find in the Yushalmi, Kedisa b'Yushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, the Talmidei Chachamim hayu loimdim im ha-kohanim dinei shchita v'kabbalah uzrika, that the Torah sages would learn with the Kohanim the laws of shchita and receiving the blood and sprinkling it. V'chein bevadei be'is ha-gula, similarly, for sure at the time of the redemption, kishayavru hayam, when they cross the sea, v'yutzrach kolecha lahavi karban toida. So Hashem's going to take us across the Atlantic. Everyone's going to have to bring a karban toida. Oy al choila shenisrape, or anyone who's sick, who's cured, shamatzo yitzel kol adam, which is common by any person. Everyone has some type of health issue. Oy chayav echatois, or anyone who's chayav to bring a karban chatas, sheyimatzu la'alofim she'avru achil Shabbos b'shogeg. There'll be thousands of Jews who violated Shabbos b'shogeg, uchahay gavna. Or similarly, via rutsu hakol etzal kohanim, everyone's going to run to the kohanim sheakrivu ba'adam hakarbanos, that the kohanim should be makar for them karbanos. Via kohanim yarutsu etzal kol ba'alei Torah, and then the kohanim, they're going to run to the talmid chachamim. They're going to say, "Well, you knew the Mishnah Berurah, you knew Yaradeya, so now help me bring a karban chatas or a toida lahavinam, to explain eich lahakav karban kadin." And the Talmud Chacham is going to be sitting there. I got to go now. I think I'm getting an important phone call. I'll speak to you later. The kama b'zayin uchlima yagia az. How much shame one will experience then. L'chol echad mi balei ha-Torah. For all the Talmid Chachamim, kishlo yedu l'hashav, when they won't know what to answer. V'yediya b'inyanei avoida, and knowing the subject of the avoida, leida kol prata, to know all its details. L'maisa, nitzrach lazeh kama shavuos hachadashim. You will need many weeks or months. Bottom line, to get down halach l'maisa, how to bring a carbon, it will require the study of many weeks and many months. So therefore, kaihanim, get cracking now. You talmid chachamim out there, get cracking now. Because when Mashiach comes, you're not going to have many weeks and months. We're going to have to start doing the avoda right away. So if we're saying, God, we're awaiting the coming of Mashiach, well, the way we await is you need to know halacha lemaisa, what are we going to do when Mashiach comes in terms of bringing karbanos. Rabbi Yisai, Bezos Hashem, will continue tomorrow, 5:30. Thank you very much. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.